Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to second. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton takes first base on ball four. Kennedy moves to third. Strickland moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is called out on strikes. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Avila reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. Westlake hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn takes first base on ball 4. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Glenn moves to second. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tipton is walked intentionally. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Feller covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera who is chasing the ball. Avila reaches third base with a triple. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Westlake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Avila scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Mike Fortnelli's now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Glenn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Strickland moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Hooper now pitching. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Avila bunts towards the mound. Forknealys fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Forknealys. Mitchell moves to third. Larry Doby pinch hits for Wally Westlake. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Fain picks up the ball and throws it to Wilson, who tags the runner out. Mitchell scores. Rosen moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-0, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Rosen scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Indians. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Glenn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby now playing center field. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Allie Clark pinch hits for Mike Forknealies. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Aloma now pitching. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland strikes out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Tipton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Avila hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Avila reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila scores. It's 7-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to second. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Glenn strikes out. Wilson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Glenn out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Majeski now playing second base. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Majeski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Minoso scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 7-1, Indians. Tommy Byrne pinch hits for Luis Aloma. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Lemon pinch hits for Bob Hooper. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground for an out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Brissy now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rivera hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Doby is chasing the ball. Rivera rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 7-2, Indians. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 3 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 3 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Majeski fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.